This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, I'll be found drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Back end of some old yellow prairie wagon, just to show us dim and red, maybe half a hundred head of our saddle ponies standing reins a-dragging. The red mud wall, the water falls, the whole wide world before us. Now the adobe walls are gone, and the goat bells in the dawn ain't a tinkling through the streets of old Delore. Now the casual gals that fool around the mesa in the cool, there was one I used to meet her by the willows. But I guess most any girl to give a feller's head a whirl, if the same'd have been using Saturn's for a pillar. The wide-eyed stars, the black cigars, the smiles that waited for us. Now if there's any little will down inside the gates of hell, I'm sure the boys have named it Old Delores.
Randy Boone. You remember Randy Boone from the cast of the television show The Virginian? We often saw him picking his guitar and singing on the show. Well, now we have a song from his LP, a song called Old Delores. And we opened with the theme from his television show, The Virginian, the original version by Percy Faith. Now here's Tex Williams and his Western Caravan featuring Deuce Spriggins with a song Deuce composed. And then we'll hear from Gene Autry with Horace Murphy. Horace had the nickname Shorty on Gene Autry's Melody Ranch in the early years, but Horace had been known for his role as a sidekick with Tex Ritter before he went to work for Gene. We'll hear them sing the Bow-Legged Cowboy, but right now, let's hear Deuce Spriggins and Tex Williams with his Western Caravan. And what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? You're never satisfied. What's the matter with you? You always hurt my pride. Now you think that you're so smart, messing around with Cupid's dart. You never stay home, always want to roam. Don't you know that you're breaking my heart? What's the matter with you? Why can't you realize? What's the matter with you? You think you're wise, so wise. But listen to me, honey, and there is no doubt, you're gonna lose your daddy if you don't watch out, 'cause I'm tired of being true to you. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? You're never satisfied. What's the matter with you? You think you're wise, so wise. But listen to me, honey, and there is no doubt, you're gonna lose your daddy if you don't watch out. I'm tired of being true. What's the matter with you? Tell me, gal, what in the cornbread shucks is wrong with you?
Bow-legged cowboy, you gotta straighten out for me.
My horse don't mind.
Bow-legged cowboy, there isn't any comfort on your knee.
My horse don't... Oh, sure.
There's no denying, you're trying to make a showing, but I can't tell if you're a coming or a going. So, bow-legged cowboy,
You gotta straighten out for me.
I walk the chalk line.
You gotta straighten out for me. It's your time, shorty.
Bow, bow-legged cowboy. Oh, I'm just as happy as can be.
Ignorance is bliss.
Bow, bow-legged cowboy. My legs look pretty good to me.
Your roundhouse walking and each funny move still shows room. Yes, there's room for improvement. So
bow-legged cowboy, you gotta straighten out for me. I sure ain't streamlined.
You gotta straighten out for me.
Bow.
Hey.
Oh.
Oh, this here tells a story of how the cowboy came to yodel to the doggies, a soothing sound but strange. So many people ask me, and this is what I tell. It came from deep within them, deep as the deepest well. Oh, those cattle herds were calm, but a good cowhand takes heed, cause the slightest sound could stir them up and cause a great stampede. From the yapping of the coyotes to a swift, uneasy breeze, he sits back in the saddle and puts those cows at ease. Yodelay, yodelay-o, yodelay, yodelay-o, yodelay. Cause the slightest sound could stir him up and cause a great stampede. From the yapping of the coyotes to a swift, uneasy breeze, he sits back in the saddle and puts those cows at ease. Yodelay.
Something special for all the Yodel fans out there. The Yodel Stampede by Wes English, featured with the Flying W Wranglers. Wes now works with his own group, his group of brothers. But he made some great recordings a few years ago with the Flying W Wranglers. If I'm not mistaken, Wes English moved from Colorado, where he was working with the Flying W, back home to Texas. Well, that's where the Hays County gals are from. They've got a song called the Cowboy Night Herd Song. It's a song that we could probably say was made famous by Roy Rogers. It was one of the favorites that he liked to sing. And we're going to follow the Hays County gals with another favorite Roy liked to sing called Ridin' Ropin'. Right now, let's hear the Hays County gals in the Cowboy Night Herd Song.
Coyotes howling in the darkness, and it chills my weary bones. through the land and country where a man's a man. Riding, roping in the blazing sun all day. Swinging, singing as I travel on my way. Riding, rocking, roping, Brandon cattle all day long. Swinging and a singing to a cowhand song. Riding, roping in the blazing sun all day. In the evening when the sun goes down, shadows creep before me on the ground. Coyotes start to howling here and there, and the night winds seem to cool a desert air. Riding, roping in the blazing sun all day. Swinging, singing as I travel on my way. Riding, rocking, roping, branding cattle all day long. Swinging and a singing to a cowhand song. Riding, roping in a blazing sun all day. Cowhand song, riding, roping in the blazing sun all day.
Roy Rogers, the King of the Cowboys, with Riding, Roping, and the Hays County Gals with the Cowboy Night Herd song. Now here's the Jimmy Wakely Trio with a little western swing tune called I'll Never Let You Go, Little Darlin'.
You say we've reached the hour of parting. You say our dream of love is gone. But I could never live without you. So please don't leave me all alone. I'll never let you go, little darling. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I'll never let you go, 'cause I love you. So please don't try to say goodbye.
Jimmy Wakely Trio with I'll Never Let You Go, Little Darlin'. I believe that's one Jimmy sang in at least one of his movies, and I think the trio recorded it back around 1941. Don't quote me on that, I'm not too sure, but I believe that's the story.
Not long ago, a friend and I were talking a little bit about folk music. And I've got a couple of songs from a couple of folks who are mostly recognized as folk singers. The first one is clearly a Western song. It's Little Joe the Wrangler. And we've got a version recorded by Cisco Houston, who used to work closely with Woody Guthrie. And the second one is by Burl Ives. It's called The Fox. Now, The Fox is not exclusively Western, but you can find foxes all over the place. And we thought you'd enjoy Burl Ives singing about the fox. Unfortunately, it's very hard to find either one of these songs. I don't know why, because I think you'll like both of them, especially The Fox. But we'll let you decide. Let's listen now to Cisco Houston and Little Joe the Wrangler.
He was a little Joe the Wrangler, he'll wrangle nevermore. His days with the Ramuda, they are o'er. 'Twas a year ago last April that he rode into our camp, just a little Texas stray and all alone. His saddle was a Texas cack made many years ago, with an oak casper on one foot lightly slung. His bedroll in a cotton sack was loosely tied behind, and his canteen o'er his saddle horn was hung. He said if we would give him work, he'd do the best he could, though he didn't know straight up about a cow. So the boss, he cut him out a mount, and he kindly put him on, 'cause he sorta liked this little kid somehow. He learned to wrangle horses and know 'em all by name, and get them in by daybreak if he could, to follow the chuck wagon and always hitch the team and help the cocinero rustle wood. Well, we'd driven down to Pecos, the weather being fine, we camped on the south side in a bend, when a norther started blowing and we called out every man, for it taken all us hands to hold him in. Well, little Joe the Wrangler was called out with the rest, although the kid had scarcely reached the herd. When the cattle, they stampeded like a hailstorm, long they fled, and we was all a-riding for the lead. Well, midst the streaks of lightning, a rider we could see, it was little Joe the Wrangler in the lead. He was a-riding old Blue Rocket with a slicker o'er his head, a-trying to check the cattle in their speed. At last we got them milling and kind of quieted down, and the extra guard back to the wagon went. But there was one a-missing, and we knew it at a glance, was a little Texas stray, poor Wranglin' Joe. Next morning, just at daybreak, we found where Rocket fell, in a washout 20 feet below. And beneath his horse, smashed to a pulp, his spur had rung the knell, was our little Texas stray, poor Wranglin' Joe.
Fox went out on a chilly night, prayed for the moon for to give him light, for he'd many a mile to go that night afore he reached the town hall. Town hall, town hall, he'd many a mile to go that night afore he reached the town hall. He ran till he came to a great big pen where the ducks and the geese were put therein. A couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town, oh. Town, oh, town, oh. A couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town, oh. He grabbed the gray goose by the neck, throwed a duck across his back. He didn't mind their quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down, oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind their quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down, oh. Then old Mother Flipper-Flopper jumped out of bed. Out of the window she cocked her head, crying, John, John, the gray goose is gone and the fox is on the town, oh. Town, oh, town, oh. Crying, John, John, the gray goose is gone and the fox is on the town, oh. Then Johnny went to the top of the hill, blowed his horn both loud and shrill. Foxy said, I better flee with McGill, or they'll soon be on my trail, oh. Trail, oh, trail, oh. Foxy said, I better flee with McGill, or they'll soon be on my trail, oh. He ran till he came to his cozy den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, 10. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town, oh. Then the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up the goose with a fork and knife. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, the bones, oh, the bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh.
Cisco Houston with Little Joe the Wrangler, and I wanted to play that so you could hear what Cisco Houston's voice sounded like. And we followed that with The Fox by Burl Ives. Again, those songs are pretty hard to find, and I don't know why, because I think both of them need to be preserved. Well, I'd like to use The Fox as sort of an introduction to a set of music about a few of the wild western critters we have out here. Now, full disclosure, not all of these critters are going to be exactly wild, because we're going to include, for example, a song about the Bunkhouse Bugle Boy. Now, roosters might be pretty mean, but they aren't really wild. But most of the animals we'll be hearing referred to in these songs are. And some of them are limited to the western environment. Now, we've played songs about western wildlife before, and I've tried to avoid too many repeats in this set. And I hope you like all the songs you'll hear. Sometimes it's not bad to hear a repeat, if you like it. Let's listen to a song by Bob Wagner now. It's called Mustang.
Mustang, wild Mustang. He's desert bred, he's underfed, and tough as a pinyon tree. No cowboy pals or poker owls, just wild and running free. No thing of beauty, most would say, but beauty's hidden there. It's in the blood of a rangy stud and heart of a Mustang bear. A rocky rim is home to him, or he roams the endless sand, where the coyotes quail on the desert trail, his lonely wandering band. Stories told by cowboys bold, and songs of him they sang, tell plaintively how great must be the heart of a wild Mustang. Mustang, wild Mustang. Some starry night across a sandy dune, or standing high against the sky beneath the desert moon. His coat is rough and nature tough, but his disposition's mild. The Mustang steed was born to heed the call of the western wild. His color might be kind of red, buckskin white or dun, gruey gray, black or bay, or the color of the sun. Stories told by cowboys bold, and songs of him they sang, tell plaintively how great must be the heart of the wild Mustang.
Warm are the winds on the desert. A whirlwind is dancing around. I stop to survey all the beauty that's here when a shadow moves out across the ground. It's an eagle, it circles above me, and he screams to his friends on the hill. Stay close together, move not a feather, man walks among us, be still, be still. Man walks among us, be still, everything hides, but I see them. I've spotted an old mother quail. I look close and see, looking right back at me, the eyes of a young cottontail. I see a coyote sneaking as he crawls through the brush on the hill. And the eagle screams down, stay close to the ground. Man walks among us, be still, be still. Man walks among us, be still. 20 feet high in the side of a cactus, I see a hole where the butcher bird stays. If mortals could choose, and if heaven should ask us, here's where I'd want to spend all of my days. Soon we'll be gone, all the desert. Cities will cover each hill. Today will just be a fond memory. Man walks among us, be still, be still. Man walks among us, be still.
When the rooster starts to crowin', all the chickens jump with joy. But to me, he's just a headache, a bunkhouse bugle boy. And so early in the morning, there's a neck I will destroy. If I ever catch that rooster, the bunkhouse bugle boy. Someday, we'll put him on the spot. Someday, he'll wind up in a pot. Then we'll have him for our dinner, and the dumplings we'll enjoy, when we put the cowboy trimmings to the bunkhouse bugle boy.
With the cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo, you can tell he's doing fine, when the day is breaking on the prairie. Every cowboy in his bunkhouse bed is waiting for the time that our fine feathered friend is buried.
When the rooster starts to crowin', all the chickens jump with joy. But to me, he's just a headache, a bunkhouse bugle boy. And so early in the morning, there's a neck I will destroy. If I ever catch that rooster, the bunkhouse bugle boy.
Someday, we'll put him on the spot. Someday, he'll wind up in a great big pot.
Then we'll have him for our dinner, and the dumplings we'll enjoy, when we put the cowboy trimmings to the bunkhouse bugle boy. Bunkhouse bugle boy.
And there we heard the song about the rooster, the bunkhouse bugle boy, by the Sons of the Pioneers. That was recorded around 1947. Before that, we heard Marty Robbins with Man Walks Among Us, a song about desert wildlife. And Bob Wagner sang his song about the wild Mustang. And now we're going to hear an unusual song. It's by Tex Ritter. It was a popular song for him, sold quite well. And it's about something found in Texas called a boll weevil.
Black bug come from Mexico, they say, come all the way to Texas, looking for a place to stay, just a looking for a home, just a looking for a home. Now Now the first time I see the boll weevil, he's a sitting on the square. Next time I see the boll weevil, got all of his family there. Just looking for a home, just looking for a home. Say to the weevil, what make your head so red? Weevil say to the farmer, it's a wonder I ain't dead. Looking for a home, boss, just looking for a home. The farmer taking the weevil, put him in the red hot fire. Weevil say to the farmer, hey, ah, hey, ah, it'll be my home, yazza, it'll be my home. The captain say to the missus, what do you think of that? Boll weevil done made a nest in my best Sunday hat. Gonna have a home, gonna have a home. The boll weevil got half the cotton, the merchant got the rest. Didn't leave the farmer's wife but one old cotton dress, and it full of holes, it full of holes. Now if anybody should ask you who it was that made this song, tell them 'twas a dark-complected fella with a pair of blue duckins on. Ain't got no home, no sir, ain't a got no home, po' boy.
Setting are made. One silhouette, a sigh of regret, that's part of a heart and the start of a strange serenade. Why?
lots of creatures that know how to survive. They'll pack up together, just keeping alive. But sometimes a lobo will go it alone, and he'll run to the ridgeline, to the starlight in tone, and he'll sing to the mountains and all other wild of the pain and the sorrow that his lonely life brings. When a man like the lobo tries to go it alone, he finds himself singing the lobo wolf song. Like the wail of a wild wolf in a wintry night's wind, calling out to the starlight, I'm lonely again. Like a leaf that has fallen in the wild running streams, a man alone will wander just to chase in his dreams. Ooh, ooh.
Rusty Richards and his song about wild wolves. And the Sons of the Pioneers sang a great Bob Nolan composition titled The Coyote Serenade. And of course we heard Tex Ritter with his song about the boll weevil. Now we've got one about wild burros. This one is one we've played before because I really enjoy it. And it's got a great story that goes with it, but I've told it several times so I won't repeat the whole thing. It was written by Stan Jones, who was a park ranger in Death Valley at the time, and one night while he was out just about sundown, he was getting ready to come back home, but he pulled over to the side of the road to enjoy the sunset, and he heard hoofbeats coming up over the ridge behind him. First one set, then another, and then another, and he turned that into a song, because those hoofbeats were coming from the little wild burros that lived in the area. Here are the Rainsmen to sing the burro lullaby.
One little burro on a hill with evening coming on. Two little burros on a hill, their shadows almost gone. Three little burros on a hill beneath a purple sky. Four little burros on a hill, and they sang this lullaby. When the moon sails by tonight in the sky and shines on our very long ears, and the coyotes wail in the bay, and the jackrabbit sheds big tears, then we won't worry or lose our sleep, for way beyond the starry deep, God is watching the whole. Four little burros and each
Plainsmen with Burro Lullaby, a song composed by Stan Jones. Stan Jones is the fellow who wrote Ghost Riders in the Sky and a number of other great Western songs. Well, now we've got one that's credited to Stan Jones, but he didn't write it. It's a song that was composed by Ken Curtis, the fellow who played Festus on the Gunsmoke television series. He didn't write too many songs, but he did make some beautiful recordings. Well, here we've got a song he wrote. It's called Buffalo, and the Sons of the Pioneers are going to sing it for us. But the way Stan Jones got involved was that he and Ken were good friends, and Ken got stuck on a phrase in the song, and he couldn't figure out how to make it work out so that it would sound just right for that song. So he called Stan Jones on the phone, and Stan solved the problem for him. It wasn't that hard to solve, but Stan knew what to do, and so he just gave Ken a little advice. Didn't take but a minute. But Ken wanted to be sure Stan Jones got the credit he deserved for helping him complete the song. So here we have a song composed by Ken Curtis with a little help from Stan Jones, and it's called Buffalo. And with this one, we'll wrap up our little set about wild critters in the Wild West.
Buffalo, 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 they're gone from the plains of Montana.
Buffalo, buffalo,
there's none left in old Idaho.
Buffalo, buffalo,
no longer their thunder, just bleached bones lie under the snow.
Buffalo, 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 buffalo,
the great shaggy herds fed the Indians.
Buffalo, buffalo,
from the Sioux down to old Mexico.
Buffalo, buffalo,
now prairie winds sigh, tell of the dying day.
Buffalo, 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 buffalo,
many a humpback bull felt the arrow sting. Winchester's blazed away to down the prairie king. Where is the thrill of the rumbling?
Buffalo, 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 buffalo.
Get me down on the prairie where my pals never change. Make my home in that carefree country, land of the open range. Let me ride in the roundup, riding low, riding high. On the plain where the herd is grazing, let me live, let me die. Let me watch o'er the milling cattle when the long day is through. Let me rest my head on my saddle neath a sky of blue. Bed me down on the prairie where my pals never change. Make my home in that carefree country, land of the open range.
Ray Whitley, the fellow who wrote I'm Back in the Saddle Again. And there we heard Ray with his Six Bar Cowboys from a movie soundtrack. with a song titled Land of the Open Range. You're listening to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and we're mighty happy to have you with us today, and we hope you'll come back and visit with us every time you get a chance. We also hope you'll tell your friends about us, and we hope you'll visit with us on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page titled Western Music Time. Drop by whenever it's convenient for you. I think you'll like the videos and still photographs of some of your favorite cowboys that we post on the site from time to time. Right now, let's get back to some good Western music. We're going to go way back now and listen to Carson J. Robison, a fellow who was very popular in the first part of the last century. He's got a song called Cowboy Romeo.
Come and gather all around me, and I'll tell you all a tale. It's about a cowboy Romeo out upon the western trail. He was young and he was handsome, he was over 6 foot tall. He could ride the toughest broncos, and he'd never get a fall. With $100 saddle and a big white Stetson hat, handmade boots and silver spurs, he was well worth looking at. He could rope and shoot and gamble, he could make a banjo sing, and when he'd start to yodel, he'd make the prairie ring. Yodel-a-dee-lay, yodel-dee-lay-lay, yodel-dee-lay-lay, lay lay. This cowboy loved the ladies, but I don't blame him for that, 'cause I used to have some fun myself until I got too old and fat. Oh, he had a charming manner that the girls could not resist. I wish I had just 50 cents for everyone he's kissed. He would buy them pretty presents just to show them he's a sport. He'd have made a darn good sailor with a girl in every port. He would take them out to dances, and his love he would confide, until he got them going loco, then he'd hit the trail and ride. Yodel-a-dee-lay, 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 lay lay. All the hearts that he had broken were scattered far and near, until one day he met a girl who finished his career. Oh, she had red hair and freckles, and her name was Texas Lou. She told this handsome cowboy, "You've met your Waterloo." Then she took him to the preacher with a six-gun in her hand, and now he's herding cattle down by the Rio Grande. And when the baby wakes at midnight, starts crying loud and long, his wife says, "Hey there, Romeo, get up and sing your song." Yodel-a-dee-lay, 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 lay, lay, yodel-a-dee-lay, 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 lay.
Carson J. Robison and his buckaroos with Cowboy Romeo. Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.